Amen. How do too? Amen. It really is. It's good to see y'all. Amen. It really is. I'm glad y'all came out. Thank you. Appreciate it. Amen. 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 We'll pray and get into it. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father God, not my will, but your will be done. Father God, I just ask you to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Bring forth out of me this evening, Father God, thing that you would not only have for this crowd, but for me also individually, Father God. Holy Ghost, I ask you to unveil and reveal to us more truths from your word this evening. And I thank you, Father God, that we will act upon this word. Because we know that Satan will come immediately to steal the word from us if we don't constantly walk in it and meditate on it and continually study it, Father God. But I thank you, Father God, he won't be able to. Because we'll constantly meditate and grow and study this, Father God, to be able to just learn from it more in depth from what you gave us, Father God, with about joy. Amen. And we thank you and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, everybody agreed, said,
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn over first to John 15, please. John 15, we'll read about verse 11. I'm going to tell you a few things real fast. First one is, if you have faith, excuse me, I guess I didn't even cover the microphone when I did that. My bad. If you have faith but no joy, it's like having a stick of dynamite with no fuse.
Amen.
If you have faith but no joy, it's like having a stick of dynamite with no fuse. Amen. Excuse me. Joy is unaffected by outward circumstances.
Amen.
Joy is unaffected by outward circumstances. It is God's supernatural response to the devil's attack.
Amen.
It is God's supernatural response to the devil's attacks. Amen. Joy will sustain you even in the toughest times. Amen. Joy will sustain you even in the toughest times. But we're going to have to activate it. We're going to have to yield to it. Amen.
Yes,
tough times will reveal what's on the inside of us.
Yes, sir.
Which we know that, right? Amen. We'll talk about that one in a minute. John 15, 11. Say amen when you get there. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that what? That my joy, who's my? Who's saying that? That well, Jesus talking to us, right? He's saying that his joy might what?
Remain in us.
Remain in who? And then it says, and that your joy might be what? So he's letting us know that his joy can remain in us, correct?
Yeah.
God's saying here, is saying, if you listen to what I'm saying, joy will come.
Yes, sir.
Right? This is what God's saying.
Right. Yeah.
If you listen to what I'm saying, joy will come.
Yeah.
And if you continually, that's a key word right there.
Yes, sir.
It really is. Because a lot of times, you know, we'll feed our man, our flesh man, we'll feed him at least, well, all day if we're able. We'll snack all day long. But how many times are we getting in the Word? Because, you know, your spirit man has to eat. Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you can tell whenever you're not feeding on the Word. You know, I can because I start getting touchy. And things start affecting me different.
Yes, sir.
I can always tell when if I'm not reading.
Yeah, yes, sir.
See, it's the same way with our natural body. See, if you don't eat, what does your body do? Me, my body, I'll kind of start shaking a little bit, and I'll just get to where I can't. It's hard to do function, really.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Your body's wanting to shut down kind of because it's starving it.
Yeah.
So how do we think our spirit man is? And see, that's why a lot of people have say, well, that faith stuff doesn't work. Well, it does. But you tried to go after something, and you ain't read the Bible in 3 years.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And so now you're trying to use faith that you don't have to believe God for a house.
Yeah. Amen.
But yet you ain't got nothing to stand on.
Yeah.
Why? It's like a bodybuilder. You know, bodybuilders, they eat like 6, 7, 8 times a day or whatever.
Right.
They do it just all day long. Why? So they can bulk up and get big. That's how you get big. You constantly eat, right? And then they turn it into muscle. What if a bodybuilder wanted to get big but didn't eat like that?
Yeah.
Just ate Snickers bars and ice cream all day. Would he accomplish what he's going for?
No.
You know, it's the same way with us. We got to be able to have something to stand on. Amen. I said we got to have something to stand on. And the Word, God will always lead you to Scripture.
Yes, sir.
He'll always lead you to a Scripture that will help you go after whatever you're believing God for. Do you know that? Because there's, I can name quite a few times that even a couple days before I knew something was going on, a Scripture just kind of come into my heart and I just start meditating and reading it and then just meditating. And then about a couple days later, something would come up, and I'd be like, huh, that's why that Scripture's here. I was like, all right, well, let's pray. I've already been meditating on it.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost already let me know something ahead of time, so let's go ahead and believe God for it now.
Yeah.
Because, see, it's already in my spirit. Now I ain't got to try to get it.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I started a couple days before whenever that Scripture, you know, a lot of times we think, well, I just thought of that. Well, we didn't. Holy Ghost is just letting us know ahead of time. But if we just go, oh, well, that's good, and then keep moving, and then we come to that spot and go, man, that's why
yes.
that Scripture was there, but we didn't do nothing with it.
Right.
Amen. I mean, I've been there too.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're all growing, correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we got to make sure we're spending time on it, meditating on it, right?
Yes, sir.
Because that, if you think about it, that's literally what a bodybuilder's doing.
Yes.
I wouldn't say meditating on it, but he kind of is because he's thinking about it all day. But he'll go to the gym a couple times a day like a job.
Right, yes, sir.
A bodybuilder doesn't just go to the gym once a day for 35 minutes.
Right.
Y'all know that?
Yeah.
Even anybody doing any kind of even sports and stuff, you know, they don't just, if somebody training for the Olympics, you know, they don't train once a day for 10 minutes.
Right.
I got my... Whoo, got my 5 yards in, feeling good. We're going to Olympics today. See, the devil's convinced us that we don't have to feed our spirit man, and so that's why we focus so much on the natural man. And we'll constantly feed him. We'll constantly work him out if we want to get in shape. We'll constantly train him. But when it comes to the Word, devil's got us convinced that God will just do whatever God wants to do, or it'll happen just because we say something.
Right.
You know, and it's a lie. It truly is.
Yes,
because how does faith come?
Right.
So then why would we just hear it one time and let it go?
Amen.
Why wouldn't we constantly feed our spirit, man?
Yeah.
You know, and that's why a lot of some people are further than others. They're hungry.
Right.
Just plain and simple, they're hungrier than the other person. You know, look at bodybuilders. You know, the one that's the hungriest, he's the one that's going to win the championship at the end of the year.
Right.
He's the one that's going to win.
Right.
The one that's putting in the time,
yep.
The one that's working at it,
yep.
And the one that's got drive.
Yep.
See, the one that always hits snooze and stays there 30 minutes more and doesn't want to get out of bed yet, and then a little bit later they finally get up, he ain't accomplishing nothing.
Right.
Amen. Y'all should be okay. We're all happy.
Yes,
amen. Amen. We got to make sure, amen, that we're feeding on the Word of God. That's just what it boils down to. Thought we was, well, yeah, we still are. Amen.
Amen.
Feed our faith. Feed the faith that God gave us.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Let's go over to Philippians real fast, please. Philippians 1. And I've really questioned sometimes, like, why did this scripture come up? And then a situation, there was a few years ago, this one scripture came up, and it was talking about feeding the 5,000. And then at the end of it, it said, and all that they wanted.
Yeah.
And it was just those words. And then something came up, and that's exactly what that scripture was for.
Amen.
And so we prayed, and it came to pass.
Yes.
Because he already started meditating on it a few days ahead of time, because the Holy Ghost let me know. You know, he's always going to let us know if there's something in front of us that to be aware of, or to go ahead and get it fixed right now. That way, when we get there, it's done.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's not leading us blind.
Right. Amen.
He's not saying, go that way. Good luck. Because why would I want to follow somebody like that? That's pointless, right? I mean, he ain't here to destroy us. He's here to help us and to be a success and to be successful and to be victorious and to have a victorious life and to be able to be happy every single day of our life. Amen. You know, I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth. He said, if you wait to get faith till you need it, you're too late.
Yes, sir.
So what he is saying is, if a circumstance arose and then you're going to start building your faith on something, you're a little late. I mean, you can still build your faith on it,
right.
But if it's an emergency.
Right.
Well, what do I feed on? Feed on the Word. Oh, the Holy Ghost will direct you. Just get in the Word. Just start at Matthew.
Right.
Just go, you know what? I'll just read a few chapters a day. Did you say chapters?
Yeah.
They ain't that long.
Amen.
I mean, they're really not. That might take you 10 minutes to read one, or even 3 minutes to read one chapter,
right.
To be honest with you. It's not that long. And then you'll get to reading, and then your spirit man will start getting hungry. Then you'll start going, I think I'm going to read a few more chapters today. Because your spirit man's feeding on it, and he's growing from it. And then you start looking at things a lot different, like, man, that ain't so big, is it?
Amen.
Amen. Because, see, once you start feeding, hallelujah, amen. Once you start feeding on the Word of God, you start seeing things how God sees them. And how does God see things? Either if it's Satan, defeated,
right.
Sickness, healed, lack, yes, prosperous. See, you start seeing things how God sees things.
Amen.
Amen. Hate, love. Amen. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It is good, ain't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I did need that too. Amen. Because He'll constantly lead us how we need to be led.
Yes, sir.
He'll constantly lead us in the direction that obviously that we need to be going, but He'll let us know ahead of time. You know, y'all remember Brother Hagin. He said he'd always know at least 2 years, not 2 minutes, not 30 seconds, always 2 years in advance, 2 years in advance before anybody in his family got sick. That's 2 years in advance. And me and Chelsea, we... Holy God helped let us tap into that a year or so ago. A few years now because we talked about this before, and then we started meditating on it and things, and so he showed us a couple things, but it was before she quit her job. She knew 2 years in advance, 2 years exactly in advance, that she wasn't going to be at that job anymore.
Yeah.
And I knew 2 years in advance that I was going to pastor here, but I just didn't know what it was. Because
right.
You can ask her. I even told her. I said, something's going on. Right. And it was August exactly when I told her. And you know, we took over August of last year.
Right.
And it was actually 2 years before that I told her that. Or the year before,
yeah.
Sorry. That one for me was the year before.
Yeah.
See, once you get in line and in tune with God, He'll let you know things. And Brother Hagin said he'd always be able to pray for his family, and either they won't die, he'll be able to change the situation, or he'll figure out what's going on, and God will kind of lead him in line to how to pray for him. But that's 2 years in advance.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, I don't think that we actually can comprehend that. That's 2 years before something even happened that he knew about. That's 2 years in advance. How would our life look if we lived like that? Seriously. I mean, just direction. There's this other guy started off with $50 over in California, Brother Hagin talked about. And he said that he just trained, listen to Brother Hagin's message on how to train your human spirit. And I'll probably end up preaching that one day. Well, if God wants me to, I will. Amen. But he listened to that every morning. And he got to where he knew if he should do something or not. Started off with $50. Now he's like a billionaire, millionaire or something right now. Started with $50. That was it. Like nothing. I want y'all to understand, $50. And Brother Hagin said, I'd watch him. He said, actually, some people would come up to me because they knew I knew who he was, and they'd say, hey, I got an investment. You think, take me over there and introduce me to him. I want to see if he'll invest in this company with me. And Brother Hagin said he'd never take them over there because he didn't want his name attached with them, right? And so he said he'd drop them off at least a block away from that guy's house and let them go up there by themselves. And he said that guy, every single time before he had invested in anything, he had prayed about it for at least 3 days. See, we take 5 minutes and go, all right, that's it. You know, because that's how I used to be. You know, my flesh still wants to do that sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. So I got to shut him down, tell him to shut up, calm down, sit down, sit back, relax. You ain't running nothing around here anyways.
Amen.
But he'd always know. But within 3 days, if he should invest in a company or not.
Right.
And so starting off with $50, he is able to become a millionaire by listening to this human spirit, which is in tune with God, the Holy Ghost. He'll let you know. So he'd just go in and pray about it, say, God, should I invest in this company? And then just wait on God and pray.
Amen.
And God would let him know. Every single time would let him know, yeah, invest in this company. Yeah, invest in that company. No, I would. And he said, more times than not, that this is the guy telling Brother Hagin. He said that people would come up to me and he'd say they'd have an idea or something they'd want me to invest in. He said, naturally, he said, man, that is the best deal I've ever seen. That is bound to make millions. This, I've never seen nothing like this. And he said something on the inside of him, you know, that just, no, don't do it. And he said, I wouldn't. And he said, and then just no time at all, that bank or that deal would have just went bankrupt, just upside down.
Wow.
See, naturally, our natural eyes always want to grab on. But the Spirit of God knows. God knows if this thing is going to work out or not, and He'll let you know. And He'll let me know if we ask Him. But we got to spend time with Him to be able to know His voice. It's like whenever you're a kid, you could be out in the field playing, but your mom or dad, all they had was a tone or hey,
right,
or out riding your bike. You knew exactly who the parents that was.
Right, exactly.
How'd you know? Because they'd turn that bicycle around and get to the house because they knew.
Yeah.
I only got a certain amount of time. Whenever they yell, I'm going to get home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why? Because they spent time with their parents. They learned what their parents sounded like.
Right. Amen. That's right. That's good.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Where'd y'all go? Okay. Uh, 25, please. Go. Go Go over to John, please. Where did I tell you to go?
John.
Yeah, John 15, sorry. We're going to start at chapter 14, and then we'll go over in a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. We're at 14, right? 26. But the Comforter, do you have that in the Amplified? But the Comforter, look at this, the Amplified up here, please. The Counselor, and then what?
Helper.
Helper. Yeah, I remember Pastor Barb talked about that one day. It was really, really, this is years ago now. It was really, really foggy one morning down here in Bullhead. And she was driving her car heading north on Highway 95 down here. And I believe it was down by Taco Bell or something. Well, I don't remember what light it was. But she was coming up to a red light, actually could see it barely because it was so foggy. And she was in one lane and just was the Holy Ghost said, you know, you should get over in the other lane. And nobody else was there, just her. So, I mean, sometimes we'd want to reason that out. Why? Why do I need to get in that lane? First off, why do you think we'd even think something like that?
Right.
You know, Satan tries to get us to question things like that, but first off, why would we even think that, though? Naturally. Why would we as individuals think something like that? We wouldn't. And see, that's what we need to learn. You know, it's not always you. Amen. And so she said, well, she just got over in the other lane. And she was sitting at the red light, and then all of a sudden, a semi came blowing by her in that lane she was just in and ran the red light. Obviously, because it's so foggy, he couldn't see it. So what do you think would have happened to her? In that car.
Yeah.
And a semi blows right through where she was just sitting.
Right.
See, and then sometimes people go, well, you know, they just kind of question everything of why this happened to this pastor.
Yeah.
Why did that? She's such a good woman. She's a great pastor. I know she walks and lives by faith. But see, a lot of times we don't know what God told them ahead of time. Not only that, Deuteronomy 29, I believe it's 29, talks about the secret things belong to the Lord. See, we can't question everything that's going on in somebody else's life. You can question it in your life because you're in charge of it. That's you. Right? So we can't question it. We don't know what was going on ahead of time before this thing or whatever happened. I don't know if God told them to do something or not. There's this other lady. Brother Hagin went to pray for her. She was up in her 80s. Up in her 80s. Okay, say 80s.
80s.
She was in her 80s. And he said that she was kind of sick quite a bit, pretty bad sick, and she was actually hurting. So he said, I'd go over there. He said, I'd pray for her. Whenever I pray for her, she'd get some relief. And she'd be fine for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'd get a phone call, hey, come pray for me again. He said, so I'd go back over there. And he said, you know, I was always able to get everybody healed whenever he was pastoring because he lived with them. So he could stay with them and just read the Word of God to them day in and day out and feed their faith, right? Because that's what once you start seeing that, how God says it, then you're like, okay, that does belong to me, right? And so he said, I actually started questioning, why? Why isn't she getting healed? Is there something, am I missing it somewhere? You know, always look at ourselves first.
Yes,
sir. We, there's, if you get anything tonight, write this down. It's never on God's side, but it's a 99, well, it's 100% on my side,
yes,
if
sir.
I don't receive something that I'm believing God for.
Yes.
Because it means I'm not making the connection. God will always answer our prayer.
Yes, sir.
If we're making a connection with Him, and if we're walking in faith and actually staying in faith about it,
yes, sir,
or doing what we're supposed to do, walking in love, amen.
That's right.
Amen. What was I talking about? The lady. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The lady, right? So he started questioning, like, "What's? Am I not getting making a connection? What's going on?" And so he went over there one day, and he said that he went to pray for her, and he said he had his eyes open. And he looked at her, and he said, and then all of a sudden she just looked up at him and said, "You know, God called me to the mission field when I was 13, but she never did it." See, so us, naturally, we don't know why she's sick.
Right.
But he just got the answer that he was asking.
Right.
See, if God asks you to do something, then we don't do it. Are we in obedience?
No, we're not.
Are we?
No.
Are we? So then, is God putting sickness on us?
No.
Negative. But it's opening up a door for Satan to be able to attack us, because now we're not being obedient and doing what God asked.
Right.
So see, we don't know what's going on in somebody else's life. Did y'all get that?
Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty important to understand that. It really is. Amen. But that was really interesting to me, too, because a lot of times people go, "Well, see, healing's not for everybody." Well, you don't know that God called her whenever she was 13.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or I don't know if you're walking in love every day,
right,
or if you don't know if I'm walking in love.
Right.
You don't know if I'm doing what God asked me to do.
Right.
You don't know if whenever I get home, I talk down to my wife, I tell her how worthless she is.
Right.
Then I come to church and then put on a persona.
Right. That's true.
Amen. Amen. Y'all know, amen. I'm not being mean. Y'all know that, right? Amen. We are learning. I'm learning. Let's go over to 15. Well, let's finish that one. But the Comforter, who's the Comforter?
Holy Spirit.
He's a Comforter?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. And what else is he?
Counselor.
Counselor. See, a lot of people don't need counsel if they'll just spend time in prayer with each other, especially married couples, because they'll get all the answers they need. But a lot of times we don't want to have to spend that time doing that. We want somebody else to either be on our side.
Amen.
Amen. He's an intercessor, an advocate. What's an advocate? Yeah, amen. What else is he? Amen. And what else? Standby. You know, for a standby, I heard Brother Hagin say it, and I'm going to repeat it because it was the best example I've ever heard. He said he used to travel quite a bit, and they had a travel trailer they pulled behind their car. And he said they actually had a car, and he said whenever they'd start up the mountains, obviously the car just didn't have enough oomph to get up there. He said one time their car kind of slowed down in front of him, and he had to put it in low and had to go up the mountain 5 miles an hour the whole way up the mountain. Car just didn't have it in it, right? He said, but then I got a truck. And, we're still talking about the car, sorry. He said, but then whenever he'd go out through Texas, you know, it's flat and plain, he said, nothing. He just rolled on like nothing. Yeah, that's why. Amen. I remember now. Sorry. But he did. He ended up getting a truck, and it had a V8 in it.
Right.
Had some muscle to it.
Right.
He said, whenever they'd go out across the plain in Texas, didn't see any different than the car. Car pulled it kind of like the truck because it's flat ground, right? He said, but once he hit the Rockies in that truck, though, see that extra power that was there the whole time? that he didn't need before.
Right.
Now it's there when he needed it.
Amen.
And it kicked in. Right. And he said he went on up that mountain quick then. See that standby. That standby. That standby is always there if we use him.
Right.
Amen. Continue on, please. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on what? What will he do? He will teach you all. Just a couple? Well, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Well, if we'll spend time fellowshipping with God, he will let us know.
Amen.
I said, if we will spend time fellowshipping with God, he will let us know. You know, it's like whenever we're doing an open book test or writing a paper or doing whatever, we will look and look for the answer on a paper until we get it. But once again, you know, Satan's kind of just got us hoodwinked that, you know, all we got to do is just ask and, well, I guess God ain't going to give me an answer. And we go on.
Right.
But when it comes to the natural things, you know, or even at a job, we'll look and study and figure things out to get an answer to a question, watch YouTube wide open, Google it night and day till we get that answer. We'll stay persistent at it. See, everything that we do naturally, thank you. Everything that we do naturally,
yes, hello.
Everything we do naturally, we need to incorporate it
yes,
spiritually.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. He will teach us. Say, he will teach me.
All things.
Amen. And he will cause you to recall.
Amen.
He will remind you of.
Yes.
Bring to your remembrance. Everything I've told you. Amen. And then if you look over here, chapter 16. Amen. Thought we was going to talk on joy. But I'm not in charge.
Amen.
Chapter 16, verse 13. Go up to verse 12, please. I still have many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them or take them upon you or to grasp them now. So y'all know whenever a minister's ministering that it's dependent upon us,
yes,
as congregation,
right,
to be able to respond.
Yes.
What do you mean respond? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pull on that anointing.
Yes.
Amen. And then also, well, we'll go on. Next verse, please. But when he, who is he? Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit. The truth-giving Spirit. See, he's never going to lead you off on another path. He's the truth-giving Spirit. Comes. What's he going to do? Say, he's going to guide me into all truth. What all truth? The whole, full truth. Amen. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come. Mm-hmm. What's he going to tell you? Brother Hagin, you ought to get it. It's called, his book is called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. You get a chance, I'd read it. Yeah. That book is amazing. That's one of the best books on tongues I've ever read. But it really opened up my eyes to this, especially when he started talking about that he'd always know at least 2 years in advance. And he actually got just straight down specific with it. He said, and I could always change things in my family up to the first cousin. So he's done this long enough to know how far that he can go out in his family line. See, he operated more in the spiritual than he did in the natural. And see, we're too focused on the natural. And when I say we, I mean me too. A lot of times, you know, and I understand, we are natural. I get it. Okay, I truly do. But yet he still found time to be able to fellowship with God and to get over into the Spirit more than once. To know that his faith could reach out to his family up to the first cousin. First cousin? And then he'd always know 2 years in advance before anything happened to his family. Anything. How far along would we be? Hallelujah. Look, I'm not just preaching to y'all. I'm really preaching to me now because, you know, like I said before, that we was able to see that a year or so ago, 2 years ago. I need to get back to it. Amen. I need to spend more time around the throne. That's what it's letting me know. Because obviously if he's going to lead me into all truth and let me know things to come, that means that I need to get to where I can hear things to come. That means I need to position myself in the position to be able to hear things to come. Because he's going to constantly lead me in the correct direction in the things that I need to get done and accomplish. He'll let me know ahead of time how to get there and what to do when to get there. That way I don't have these questions right now. Amen. See, I could question right now, but if I'd have spent time, I'm sure he'd have answered them. Amen. Amen. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you. The King James says, he will guide. Say, he will guide.
He will guide
you into all truth. Amen. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Amen. And he will show you things to come. Amen. And it's always good to be just to be prayed up.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes, sir.
Because one thing is, you might have, well, the Holy Ghost might have just a word for somebody that you don't even know, and you'll just say it. And it'll affect their lives like nobody's business. One day I was aggravated at some stuff. It was a few years ago now. And I actually called my brother and we was talking. And, well, I'll just be honest, I was complaining to him on the phone about how these other guys are acting. You know, I'm whining. Amen. Let's just call it what it is. I'm whining and complaining. And he said something that really just punched me in the mouth, but gave me the answer I needed. And then about a year or so later, I asked him about it. He said, I have no idea what I told you.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be able to be corrected too, though,
yes.
Right? Amen. And be helped. And just, you know, you need to look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, Ricky? You don't know everything. You might think you do, but you don't. So you just need to make sure you're being led and doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. And don't think that you always have the right answer for everything. Because I don't. You can ask Chelsea. I'm sure she'll let you know. But he will guide us. He will guide us. What's a guide do? Y'all ever been in one of them, like those caves that, what are they called? Like a caverns, yeah. And you ever been down in a cavern where there's a guide, and then they'll shut the lights off?
Yeah.
And then he'll have a flashlight or something, and be like, "All right, we're all right. Look, I'm right here. Everybody, just keep watching me." What's he doing? See, he's guiding people through this tunnel, which they've never been there before. So there could be something ahead that they don't know about, but yet he's been here. He's been, so he knows. Hey, follow me. Right here. Don't step there. There's something bad right there. Come on. Go to your left a little bit and I'll keep walking forward. See, what's he doing? He's protecting them. He's helping them to be able to navigate through this cavern safely and make it out alive on the other side. And not look beat up.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. So is that what a guide's doing?
Yes, sir.
Helping them? And the Holy Ghost, amen. He's going to guide us. He's going to help us. And he's going to let us know things to come. But we can't sit at our house in the Lazy Boy eating bonbons or Cheetos going, "Okay, God, I'm ready." I mean, you could sit on your Lazy Boy and eat bonbons, and if you're praying, he'll let you know things. Spending time around the throne,
amen.
But just sitting there eating bonbons. I don't even know what a bonbon is. Amen. Looking at verse... chapter 14, verse 26 again. The King James said, Amplified, it looks like it says it too. It says, "But the Comforter." Comforter in the Noah Webster means one who administers comfort or consolation. Then it says, one who strengthens and supports the mind in distress or danger. Man. Oh, and then another part says, the title of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. The Counselor, the Helper, the Helper. He's the Comforter. So we don't ever have to feel like we're alone. We don't ever have to feel like we're helpless. We don't ever have to feel like we're strengthless. Amen. Amen. Because he's always with us if we'll acknowledge him. Amen. It depends on us, though. Right? Right? Amen. So I thank you, Father God, we are going to get to that place. We will. We will get to that place. Amen.
Amen.
You have anything, Renee? Amen. All right. I believe that was all. Amen. Holy Ghost wants us to have. Amen. Amen. Father God, thank you. Praise you. Magnify you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you for letting us know. Hallelujah. It's over there in the spirit realm. It's a realm of impossibilities. No, a possibility. You know what I meant. Especially that we have somebody on the inside of us that'll let us know ahead of time of things. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God. I know you're not a respecter of person. And if you'd do it for Brother Hagin up to 2 years, I know I can't just sit here and say, "Well, I want that too," and not do anything. But I'll act on it, Father God. I will spend more time around your throne, just fellowshipping with you, talking with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, even at work, like yesterday, Yesterday, a door was unlocked. I left this building, and there was two doors. I went out the door on the right, and the guy left the door on the left. And I got in my golf cart, and I was going to go up to the main building. And the Holy Ghost told me, said, that door is not locked. And what'd I do? Okay. And I got over there. I said, did you lock that door? He said, no. I was like, ah. So I had to go back and repented the whole way.
Amen.
Said, Holy Ghost, I'm sorry. You told me. And I just flat out didn't listen to you. Second guessed it. Allowed my flesh to take over. And second guessed it. I'm sorry. See, whenever we do miss it, that's all we got to do. And then just continue on. But today he let me know a couple of things and we was able to get it done. I acted on them. Because you learn, right? We're all learning. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. Magnify your holy name. And thank you, Father God, for bringing out these truths this evening. Hallelujah. For helping me. Helping me, Father God, to see it more. More clearly than I ever have before. And Holy Ghost, sir, thank you. Thank you for constantly helping us and constantly leading us, sir. Amen. Now, thank you, Father God. I will do better. And I will do better every single time. Hallelujah.